Blog Talk Radio.
I am the managing member of N Consulting, and I will be your cruise director for this episode of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to those of you, welcome to all of you for joining us on the Daily Complaint. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. A very warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, twelfth time. Either way, folks, we are so pleased that you're joining us. Because whether you're joining us for the first time and taking that first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights, or whether you're joining us for the 12th time and making that commitment to knowing your rights and asserting your rights, we commend you for both sides of the fence because we feel it's so important for you as a consumer to not only know your rights, but to understand how and where and with whom to assert your rights. It's so unfortunate that there is not a bigger push out in society for a better understanding of consumer rights, a better understanding of regulatory agencies that exist to protect those rights that are afforded you. By the way, they're afforded you under federal law. Many of them are also afforded you or reinforced under state law. So reality is that there is a wealth, or there are a wealth, of laws that are put in place to protect you as a consumer. The problem is nobody ever points us in that direction. Nobody ever explains to us how to find that information out. So we're left on our own to figure it out, which brings us to the Daily Complaint. That's why we do what we do here, folks. That's why we possess the passion that we have here at the Daily Complaint. It's because we know all too well, after speaking to many consumers, that consumers don't know their consumer rights, nor do they know where to begin to getting that, to get that knowledge, and then how to assert your rights. So as I said before, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. N Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. Not really certain on the time. We kind of keep vacillating between 8:30 a.m. West Coast and 10 a.m. West Coast, which happens to be 11:30 a.m. East Coast to 1 p.m. East Coast. But reality is, folks, is you don't have to listen live. Every single show is immediately archived following the show at thedailycomplaint.com. So like I said, reality is that it shouldn't really matter to you when we air live, although we will at some point normalize the schedule. But the most important thing is that you visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You look for a show that covers your topic and possibly your mortgage servicer. Doesn't have to be, because the rules are the same regardless of the mortgage servicer, or shall we say debt collector, because many of them act as debt collectors as well. So again, folks, we're here. The reason why we present and prepare and launch the Daily Complaint every weekday is so that we can come to you and educate you on your consumer rights. It's because we have a passion for what we do. We want to spread hope and optimism out to consumers. We want to provide a pathway for success and remove that fear and that doubt and that gray cloud over the heads of consumers and let you understand that there are so many different pathways for success. It's a matter of knowing your rights, doing the work to get the information that you need, and then asserting your rights. Okay, so that's what we're doing here today and every day at the Daily Complaint. Like I said, you can contact us at thedailycomplaint.com. Once you get to thedailycomplaint.com, folks, there are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. We generally put up the resources or have in the past that we utilize on each show under our Twitter and Facebook pages. We also have a website that has many of the regulatory agency links on it. All of those links to Twitter, Facebook, and our website are on the Daily Complaint in the top right. You'll see the two blue circles for Twitter and Facebook, and you'll see a black one for our website. However, you can contact us directly. In fact, I owe a call to a gentleman actually regarding Ocwen, regarding escrow issues, which is actually what we're going to talk about today, believe it or not. So I owe a call to him. I'm going to make the call as soon as we're off the air today. So thank you for your patience. Whomever you are, you know who you are, who's waiting for the call from us. So we will get back to him today. We generally try and get back to everybody within a 24-hour period if we can do so. So we're going to talk, like I said, about Ocwen today. How did this person get a hold of us? Well, the easiest way to do so is visiting us at thedailycomplaint.com. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. It has our office number as well as my email address. Feel free to use either one, whatever you're comfortable with. You can contact us directly at thedailycomplaint.com or by simply going to thedailycomplaint.com. There are probably a dozen different ways in which you can get in touch with us, to include Twitter, Facebook, and everything else. The reason why I want to convey that information to you with such passion is because I don't want you to suffer in silence. Okay? I promise you, together, we can work through the issues. Okay? We can point you in the right direction. No money changing hands. Just a simple phone call will do, and we can assist you. Okay? So, like I said, today we're going to talk about Ocwen. We're actually going to talk about escrow, okay? Escrow is, it's kind of something that people understand, but they don't, okay? And by that I mean, we understand the basis or the principles of escrow, meaning instead of you paying your insurance once a year and your taxes twice a year, that would be your homeowner's insurance, they take a little chunk each month to pay both of those expenses for you, okay? It should not be a brutal process for you. It should be included in your mortgage payment. If you pay your mortgage on time, it should never lapse, especially if it's being escrowed, you know? So, again, I think it's a big misconception out there as to what they can and can't do, and I'm speaking about mortgage lenders and servicers, with regard to your escrow. I think a lot of people feel like they don't understand. There are also rules as to the fact that they can collect and hold 2 months in their kitty, so to speak. So if we're going to do it, say your escrow in total is $100 a month, they can hold $200 in an escrow account in advance and still collect $100 a month, okay? If that falls under that $200 level, they can ask you to replenish that kitty amount and go forward from there. So I think the basic thing that people need to understand that we're going to look at today is many companies do things they're not allowed to do, okay? So we're going to go to the FTC's website, excuse me, the Federal Trade Commission. We're actually going to go there for multiple reasons today. But for the purposes of right now, we're going to go there so you can understand a little bit when you're dealing with debt collectors. Ocwen often acts as a debt collector. So when you're dealing with a debt collector, there are things that they can and can't do. One of them is that they can't threaten you in any way, okay? We're going to look at the complaint today and see where maybe there's a violation in there. But before we do, I want to make sure we reiterate and we play the rules And this is Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. These are federal laws under the FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So this is a federal protection that you have as a consumer, and it's important for everybody to understand this. So here you go.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to dealing with debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls, but of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatters or 1-877-FTC-HELP, 1-877-382-4357.
Okay, so I know we play that quite a bit, but I think it's a very important 2 minutes of your time because it really, truly encapsulates what debt collectors, in this case it would be Ocwen, can and can't do when they're collecting your debt. Okay, so the deal is that they can't lie about anything. They can't threaten you. They can't make you pay more than you owe. If you take all of those principles that are under the umbrella of FDCPA or Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, it gives you power, let's say. The easiest way to describe it. It gives you power when you're dealing with a mortgage servicer or a lender that might be violating your rights, okay? So, for example, if someone's threatening you or harassing you in any way, that's not allowed, okay? If someone's calling you in the middle of the night as a debt collector, that's not allowed, okay? If they're lying about the status of something, that's not allowed either, okay? So, we've already provided you with your first regulatory agency, Federal Trade Commission. FTC.gov is their website. FTC.gov/complaint is where you can file a complaint. But honestly, if you just get to FTC.gov, on the bottom right of each page, it says file a complaint with the FTC. So, there you go. You've already got one resource from a federal standpoint that is to help you, okay? So let's talk about the complaint today. The complaint was actually posted on Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. So we're, what, 2 days away from that? We're 48 hours away from the complaint. So the complaint was posted by Ocwen Hader. We don't know if it's a man or a boy, so or a man or a woman, excuse me. So we're going to call them OW. OW, or I guess we can call him OH. How about we'll call him OH, Ocwen Hader. OH, like I said, posted the complaint regarding Ocwen hence the name Aquanator. And it exists regarding escrow. Okay, so we're going to read the complaint, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the complaint as we go through it. Okay, Aquan is very nearly the worst company I've ever dealt with. Not my words, OH's words. Okay, OH goes on to state, they have been looking for excuses to hit me with credit insurance. Now, I don't know what that is. Maybe he's talking about mortgage insurance, since I got the mortgage. Okay. Mortgage insurance is something that's generally established when you take out the mortgage and generally has to be removed once you hit a certain equity level in the mortgage, okay? So I don't know if that's exactly what's going on, but that's not what he's describing. So let me just make that distinction. Although he's describing that they're looking for a way to fee pad or get him to pay more than he owes. That's what I think he's truly trying to convey. But again, these are OH's words, not mine. Okay, OH goes on to say, every year they do not receive notice from my insurance company that my policy has been renewed, and the dance begins. They send me threatening letters. Okay, well, remember, we just heard from the FTC that they can't threaten you or harass you in any way. Okay? So they're sending him threatening letters. OH goes on to state, I call and verify that I am still insured. You have to call and wait for them to call your agent to verify. If you fax them information, they do not take emails. They never receive it and send you more threatening letters. Then once they finally verify that my insurance has been paid, they move on to the condo policy. I need to get them the contact information for the insurance company that holds the master policy for my condo complex. It usually takes several calls and more threatening letters to get it verified that the policy has not changed and is also up to date. Then it is back to my homeowner's policy. They think my $1,000 deductible is too high, so they're going to buy their own insurance. Time out. Okay, they can tell you what the policy parameters are, but they have to give you a chance to comply. They can't just buy their own policy. That's not how this game works, okay? So we're going to look at that in a second as well. Usually takes several calls. Let's see. So they're going to buy their own insurance with my money to cover them again. I change it to a $500 deductible, and now they don't like the address on my policy. The version my insurance company sent does not list the unit number, so they're going to sell me their insurance again. Again, you know, these are ridiculous things. They should be able to explain everything that they need up front, and if they accepted your policy before, there should be no change in the policy as long as you're paying it, which is insane. Okay, so then it's back to the condo master policy again. Unless you want to spend all your time messing around with their English as a second language customer service people, try to avoid this company. They are scam artists. Okay, you should not have to go through that much crazy to prove that you have homeowner's insurance. Okay, also, if you know they do this every year, and you know when your policy renews, I would, in my opinion, proactively send them a copy or have your agent send them a copy of the new policy. I would make sure that they send you a copy so that you can see and make sure everything's fine. Like I said, if they need the master policy for your condo unit, then that's something that you want to mark on your calendar. If they ask for it every January, then you want to make sure maybe every January 1st or whenever, as close as you can. You get that, okay? So it's just going to save you the hassle of going through all of this, okay? But more importantly, I think the interesting part about this complaint, other than it's so timely, is it seems like this is the new trend in mortgage servicing, okay? If they can't foreclose on you because the crisis is coming to an end or nearing an end, shall we say, there's still, you know, plenty of homes that are in a situation of foreclosure, but much less than there were before. So if we know that this is coming to an end, with regard to foreclosure and fee padding in that way with foreclosure attorneys and drive-by inspection fees and all the other ways that mortgage servicers like Ocwen make money, then there's going to be a new scam, shall we say. Okay? And so the newest trend seems to be an escrow trend. And by that I mean, it seems to be as the foreclosure crisis winds down, it seems to be the escrow trend is beefing up. Meaning, more and more people are being hit with these ridiculous threats that your insurance is not sufficient, that you don't have insurance, that they're going to force place or lender place insurance. So you have to make sure, or my other favorite is your escrow shortage. And so they're going to increase your escrow by $20, $200, $400. I've seen some really ridiculous things going on. So, reality is this. You have to be the captain or the steward of your own ship. Okay? You have to drive the bus, drive the boat, whatever you're going to call it. Okay? You have to make sure every year you read the documents, the annual escrow disclosure statement. You need to make sure you get a copy of your homeowner's insurance every year and send it in. Ocwen does have a fax and an email and an ombudsman department and a research department and a relationship management department and all kinds of things where you can email and fax those types of documents in. So I promise you that there is an easier way to do this. But at the same time, you have to know your rights, because if things get out of control or escalate, like in this situation, you know, if this person continues to do things over and over again and their behavior doesn't change, then it might warrant a complaint to, say, the FTC, which we're going to look at it in a second, or the CFPB, which is Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and their website is consumerfinance.gov. We're going to look at their rules as well here in a second. Okay, so let's talk about what is force-placed insurance. Okay, so I'm going to read this. This is directly from the FTC's website, ftc.gov. It's under Homes and Mortgages and Home Loans, Making Payments to Your Mortgage Servicer. And it talks about mortgage servicers, their responsibilities, and your rights. Okay, so it talks about a mortgage servicer is responsible for the day-to-day management of your mortgage loan account, including collecting and crediting your monthly loan payments, handling your escrow account if you have one. The servicer is who you contact if you have questions about your mortgage loan account. Okay? So, under that umbrella is your escrow, like they already described. We're going to talk about force-placed insurance. Okay? And I'm going to read this from the website. It's important to maintain the required property insurance on your home. If you don't, your servicer can buy insurance on your behalf. The key piece of that sentence is if you don't, okay? This type of policy is known as force-placed insurance. It usually costs more than typical insurance, even though it provides less coverage. You hear that? So you pay more and you get less when they lender place or force place your insurance. The primary purpose of a force place policy is to protect the mortgage owner, meaning they're generally going to just take out structural insurance on your property to ensure that their investment remains intact, okay? They're not going to protect you if you invite a friend over and they slip and fall and they sue you. Their policy is generally not going to cover that. So that's why it's more expensive and less coverage. Okay? So, read all the correspondence from your mortgage servicer. This website states, your mortgage servicer may ask that you provide a copy of your property insurance policy. Respond promptly to requests about property insurance and keep copies of every document you send to your mortgage servicer. Okay? So already, They're telling you to keep copies, and why? Because escrow fraud is a real thing. Okay, this states if you believe there's a paperwork error and that your coverage is adequate, provide a copy of your insurance policy to your servicer. Once the servicer corrects the error, removes the forced place coverage, and refunds the cost of the forced place policy, make sure they remove any late fees or interest you were charged as a result of the coverage. Okay? So, what are the new rules? Okay, we're going to go over to the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website. They're at consumerfinance.gov. And we're going to read about forced place insurance. There were new rules that were put in place in January 2014, okay, over a year and a half ago regarding this issue. Okay, it's under the No Surprises section that states mortgage borrowers should not be surprised about where their money is going, when interest rates adjust, or when they get charged fees. The CFPB's rules help every borrower, whether struggling or not, by bringing greater transparency to the market with clear and timely information about mortgages. These rules include clear monthly mortgage statements. They're required to provide that. Early warning before interest rate adjusts. They're required to provide that. And the third one and the most extensive ruling is options for avoiding costly forced place insurance. Servicers typically must make sure borrowers maintain property insurance, and if the borrower does not, the servicer generally has the right to purchase it. Okay, again, the important part of that sentence is if the borrower does not. The CFPB's rules ensure consumers will not be surprised by this insurance, which often can be more expensive than the insurance borrowers buy on their own. The rules say servicers, mortgage servicers, must provide more transparency in this process, including advance notice and pricing information before charging consumers. Servicers must also have a reasonable basis for concluding that a borrower lacks such insurance before purchasing a new policy. If servicers buy the insurance but receive evidence that it was not needed, they must terminate it within 15 days and refund the premiums. Okay? So again, the rules to me seem very clear. Okay? I've already explained that generally they can hold 2 months of escrow fees in a kitty, okay? Some states only allow 1 month, okay? So it's done on a state level. If there's no rule, then it's done on a federal level. Or if your documentation states otherwise, then that trumps everything else as long as it's not breaking any rules, meaning they can't hold 6 months in the kitty, okay? So, what do you do if you're Ocwen hater or OH? Okay. Well, like I said, it would be better to be proactive and know they're going to do this every year. So therefore, you just put on your calendar or your iPhone or whatever reminder that you need to get your insurance copies and you need to get it over there. It has to have your unit number on, what your deductible has to be, so on and so forth. And that way you're always in the proactive stance, and you don't get any threatening letters because you already send them a qualified written request or any sort of documentation stating that you have insurance, you don't want it to be forced placed, it's renewed, here's your new policy, so on and so forth. Okay? However, if your rights, as we've described them, have been violated, you can file a complaint. Now, we've already advised that you can file a complaint with the FTC at ftc.gov. You can also file a complaint at consumerfinance.gov. And you can also file a complaint at HUD.gov under RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, because this is covered under there as well. Okay, so you've got the FTC, the CFPB, and HUD. Three places, three complaints. I would send it to all of them. I would write and describe what your grievances are to Ocwen in a form of a qualified written request, which you can learn about on probably any of those websites, but most importantly, probably under the CFPB website at consumerfinance.gov. So, folks, that's how you deal with your escrow situation. That's how you get educated about escrow. So if you have any questions about escrow, like the client that called us yesterday does, feel free to contact us at thedailycomplaint.com, okay? You can contact us, like I said, in about a dozen different ways. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show, including this one, if you're listening. So there's no reason for you to suffer in silence. We'll try and put all of these links on our Twitter and Facebook pages today, so that way you've got copies of all of those. If you choose to go that route, you can just dial those up and read for yourself what the rules are. But reality is, folks, you have to know your rights in order to appropriately and successfully assert them, okay? So thank you so much for listening to The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. It's File Friday tomorrow, which means we're going to talk about a file in our office. We got a pretty good doozy for you. So we're going to talk about a file in our office tomorrow. We're going to talk about a trial period plan and HAMP and foreclosure and how that all mixes around. So we're going to talk about that on Friday, which is tomorrow. But for right now, I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for your support. We truly appreciate it. We're so grateful to come to you and bring to you good consumer information and good, solid pathways for you to achieve the success that you desire. So, folks, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. This is The Daily Complaint.